Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at TD Ballpark getting set for Game 3 of this six-game set between the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took a wild back-and-forth game here last night in walk-off fashion thanks to a clutch 3-RBI triple by one Victor Mesia. Tied 4-4, headed to extras, Lakeland looked in full control after scoring 4 runs in the top of the 10th, taking an 8-4 lead before the Blue Jays could get out of the inning. Then in the bottom of the inning, Manuel Beltre started off at second base, and Dunedin put 4 of the first 5 hitters aboard with hits by Glenn Santiago, Jeff Wehler, and Gene Arnaez, and a very well-worked walk by Abiezel Ramirez. That set up Victor Mesia with that winning run on first base, and on the second pitch he saw, he drove one to the right center field gap, plating all 3 runs and snapping Dunedin's 9-game losing streak. With the win, Dunedin improves to 7-13 in this second half, and Lakeland falls to 13-7. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, there were 2 afternoon games yesterday. Clearwater beat Tampa 8-7 at BayCare Ballpark, and Bradenton beat Fort Myers 9-6. And out of the other 2 night games, only one happened. Daytona beat Jupiter by a score of 3-2, and St. Lucie and Palm Beach were rained out. They're in the midst of a doubleheader as we speak. How all that affects the standings? We'll start in the East as always. The Daytona Tortugas lead the way in first place, now at 10-8. 2 games up on the second place Jupiter Hammerheads, sitting at 9-11. In third are the St. Lucie Mets. They're 6-13, 4.5 games out of first place. And in last are the Palm Beach Cardinals at 4-13, 5.5 back. And in the West, Bradenton leads the way for that second playoff spot. The Marauders with a 15-5 record. A game up on second place Clearwater, who have already clinched their spot. They're 14-6. In third are the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 13-7. In fourth, the Tampa Tarpons at 11-9. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are in 5th at 8-12, and finally your Blue Jays are in last at 7-13, 8 games back of first place. And now on to tonight, Joe Miller makes his 5th start and 11th total appearance for the Flying Tigers. The former 11th round pick by the Tigers last year out of the University of Pennsylvania is 1-2 on the year with a 4.66 ERA through 29 innings of work. He's got good stuff, but his calling card is his slider, especially against lefties. Last time out against Dunedin, he gave up 5 runs, 2 earned in a losing effort. And for the Blue Jays, Lazaro Estrada makes his 3rd start and 22nd total appearance for the Blue Jays this season. He's 1-1 on the year with a 3.25 ERA through 44 1/3 innings worth of work. He's mainly been used as a late multi-inning guy out of the bullpen, but the team's now testing him out as a starting option. He made 2 starts against Tampa prior to the All-Star break. 1, he only went an inning as an opener-style guy, but in his 1 true start, he pitched really, really well. Just 1 run allowed through 4 innings of work with 7 Ks. He's on 5 days rest, so this seems like an actual start rather than an opener role today. One roster move to make note of. Last night's hero, Victor Mesia, has been placed on the 7-day IL. And now let's take a look at the lineups first for the visiting Flying Tigers, managed by Andrew Graham. Batting first in center field, Seth Stevenson. Batting second at third base, Luke Gold. Batting third, the first baseman, Andrew Jenkins. Batting fourth, the DH, Jose De La Cruz. Batting fifth in right field, Carlos Pellegrin. Batting sixth at second base, Manuel Sequeira. Batting seventh at shortstop, Christian Santana. Batting 8th, the catcher, Sergio Tapia, and rounding out the order for the Flying Tigers. Batting 9th, the left fielder, J.D. McLaughlin. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this tonight. Batting 1st in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting 2nd at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting 3rd at 3rd, Tucker Toman. Batting 4th at 1st base, his first career start at 1st base, Jeff Wehler. Batting 5th, the DH, Roque Salinas. Batting 6th in left field, Glenn Santiago. Batting 7th in right field, J.C. Masson. Batting 8th, the second baseman, Raquelvin DeCastro. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays. Batting 9th, tonight's catcher, Nick Deschamp. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right before first pitch. That should be in about 10 minutes or so. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, getting set for Game 3 of this six-game set between the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Lazaro Estrada is on the bump to start off this ballgame for Dunedin, making his third start of the year, 22nd total appearance, a 3.25 ERA through 44 and a third. Just his third start. First two were against Tampa here at home, before the All-Star break, now his first post-All-Star break start. He's been used out of the bullpen in late situations, multi-inning guy. Now the Blue Jays want to see what he can do in a starting role. Righty-righty matchup to get things going, Seth Stevenson. The Lakeland center fielder out of the windup. The righty kicks, deals, first pitch is hammered left side. That's hooking. That's going to be a foul ball. 102.4 off the bat by Stevenson, jumping on that first pitch fastball, but he was early on it. Sigh of relief there by Estrada. Left that first pitch right down the middle for Stevenson. He almost made him pay, but just a long, loud strike on the board. Now Estrada back on the rubber. Out of the windup, ready kicks deals. That one just missed that outside corner, evens it up 1-1. This is an all-ABS game here at TD Ballpark, final game of all-ABS of this series. Home plate umpire Connor Crowell will indicate the balls and the strikes as there's a cut and a miss on that fastball, now 1-2 the count. Umpire on the bases is Justin Hopkins, the two switching roles from last night. 1-2 count, time called at the plate by Stevenson, now digging back in. Stevenson on the year batting .236, a home run and 23 RBIs. Playing in the second game of this series. The 1-2, caught and a miss. Down swinging. One up, one down. Let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Glenn Santiago, Jaden Rudd, and J.C. Masson. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Raquel Nicastro at second base, and Jeff Wehler with his first start at first base, and Nick Deschamps is behind the dish. One batter, 1K for Estrada. Now Luke Gold, tonight's third baseman. Out of the windup, the righty kicks deals. First pitch to him is skied in the infield right side. Jeff Wehler's calling everybody off. He'll make the grab right in front of Raquel Nicastro, and that's two up, two down. Two quick outs for Lazaro. Now Andrew Jenkins, the first baseman. On the year batting .309, a home run and 30 RBIs. Estrada looking for a clean 1-2-3 first inning. Didn't like the ball he got after that play. Now he's asking for a new one. Connor Crowell obliges. And now Estrada with a new ball out on the rubber. It's a warm one here at TD Ballpark, 90 degrees at the time of first pitch. That one taken just upstairs, 1-0 to start off Andrew Jenkins. Wind's blowing out towards left field here tonight to start off this ballgame. The 1-0, fouled back to the screen, and it's 1-1. Lazaro Estrada, the 24-year-old out of Ciudad Habana, Cuba. Signed with the Blue Jays back in 2018. Now the 1-1. That one, the slider, first slider of the day, just misses. Now a 2-1 count to Jenkins. Two balls and a strike. Estrada, kick steals the pitch. Fouled back to the screen again. Jenkins getting a piece of that fastball. That'll even up the count. It's 2-2. Estrada looking into Deschamps. Now starts to wind up again. The 2-2 pitch. Lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Jenkins stays alive. The count stays 2-2. Your Blue Jays snapping their 9-game losing streak last night with a 10th inning walk-off triple Three RBI triple by Victor Mesia. Big clutch hit there by last night's catcher. Cut and a miss. He tried to check, but he went all the way around. Down swinging goes Andrew Jenkins. Three up, three down go the Flying Tigers. Two Ks in the inning for Estrada. We'll head to the home half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
All right, Blue Jays fans. What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get in here right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She be shaking that tail light. Got me frozen the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. Shawty messing with a pro now. I'm a pro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop on the hold out. Got the game on the go route. I'm the black Tom Brady in this. I'm the GOAT now. Shawty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal. Better know now.
We're back here. Bottom half of the first. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Rudd, Beltre, and Tillman, the top three in your Dunedin order. Joe Miller, the 23-year-old out of the University of Pennsylvania, making his fifth start and 11th appearance for Lakeland this season. Second time we're seeing him this year. First pitch cut and a foul tip back to the screen. 0-1 to start off Jaden Rudd. In his only start against the Blue Jays this year, back on June 16th, he went four innings, gave up eight hits, five runs, two earned. Rudd takes that one upstairs, evens it up 1-1. Got the loss in that ball game. That was back on Chris Winkie bobblehead night about a month ago. Now the lefty kicks deals. That one in there outside corner with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Jaden on the year batting .216, two home runs and 27 RBIs. That one, low and outside the slider. Tried to get him to chase after, but Jaden doesn't offer at it. Count moves to 2-2. Jaden playing in his 73rd game of the year. He's been with the Blue Jays all season long. That one he takes, low and outside the slider again. Another tough take, but a good one by Rudd. Back-to-back sliders, that's Joe Miller's best pitch. Now 3-2. That one called strike three, outside corner. Close, close pitch. Rudd 50-50 on it, but he'll go back to the dugout. One batter, 1K for Joe Miller. Let's take a look at the defensive alignment for the Flying Tigers. In the outfield, left to right, J.D. McLaughlin, Seth Stevenson, and Carlos Pellegrin. Along that infield, third to first, Luke Gold at third, Christian Santana at short, Manuel Sequeira at second base, and Andrew Jenkins at first. First pitch to Manuel Beltre, taken upstairs and inside, 1-0. Also behind the plate, Sergio Tapia, his first action of this series. Lefty out of the stretch, kicks, fires. That one catches the inside corner. Evens up the count, 1-1 to Beltre. On the year, Beltre batting .246, four home runs and 27 RBIs. Second on the active team lead in home runs with his four, just one off of Tucker Tillman. Cut and a miss at that high fastball, now a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on and one away. Lefty comes set. And the pitch. That one in the dirt. Looked like the changeup that time by Miller. Doesn't throw a lot of sliders to right-handed hitters. Usually opts for that changeup as his off-speed with a little bit of break on it. Almost exclusively throws that slider to left-handed hitters. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Changeup again. It was up high that time. Beltre able to get a piece of it. Count stays at 2-2. Infield shaded a little bit over to the left side against Beltre. The 2-2 again. That one sent high towards left. Back over towards the track is McLaughlin, but he's got room. He settles on the track, and he'll make the grab about 3 feet away from the wall, and that'll be two down. Beltre just got a little underneath it. Now it'll bring up Tucker Thoman, the switch-hitting third baseman. He'll bat from the right side here against the lefty Miller. Base is empty, still two down. Thoman playing in his 77th game of the year. 218 average, 5 home runs, and 37 RBIs. First pitch to him. Backdoor slider there to the right-handed hitter, 0-1. It's really the only place Miller will throw that slider to right-handed hitters. The foul tip stayed in the mitt there of Tapia. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Nobody on and two down. Miller looking to match Estrada with a 1-2-3 inning. And the 0-2 pitch. That one low. Changeup bounced right in front of Tapia. 1-2 now the count. Dineen trying to build on last night's momentum. A comeback victory where the Blue Jays scored 5 runs to win the game in the bottom of the 10th inning. That one lifted towards right, over towards the line, charging is Pellegrin, and he's able to run it down. Ends up falling after making the grab. Reaching out, keep that ball from hitting the turf. 3 up, 3 down, go the Blue Jays. We're on to the second inning, top of the second coming up. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. My girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her. Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Jose De La Cruz going to lead things off for the Flying Tigers, the DH batting cleanup. 4-5-6 due up, De La Cruz, Pellegrin, and Sequeira. Estrada back out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch fastball, cut and a miss there by De La Cruz. 0-1 to start him off. 1-2-3 clean inning for Estrada, and the first matched by Joe Miller. Both starters getting through the first three in the order unscathed. That one fouled back to the screen. Now quickly down 0-2 is Jose De La Cruz. De La Cruz on the year batting 262, 5 home runs, and 29 RBIs. Playing in his 51st game of the year, he called time. Down in the count, 0-2. Now Estrada starts that windup. The 0-2 pitch, caught and a miss on the slider. Down swinging goes De La Cruz. Third strikeout through four batters for Estrada. One up, one down in the inning.
Right fielder, number 7, Carlos Pellegrin.
Now Carlos Pellegrin, the right fielder, batting 240 on the year. A couple home runs and 14 RBIs. Out of the windup, the righty kicks deals. First pitch, that one outside corner. Called a strike, 0-1 to start off the right fielder. Hit his second home run of the year in last night's ball game. That tied things up in the 7th inning. That one off the plate. Now 1-1. Estrada out of the windup, the 1-1. Caught and a miss over top of that slider. Now 1-2. Estrada looks really good right now. All of his pitches are hitting their marks. A ball and two strikes. Bases empty. One away here, top two. Estrada kicks deals. Slider got him swinging again. A check swing. That's the third one of the same ilk. Trying to check his swing, but he couldn't stop the bat. Now 4 Ks through 5 batters for Lazaro Estrada. Now Manuel Sequeira, the second baseman, batting 215 on the year. First pitch, that one in there, low inside corner. ABS liked it enough, fastball for a strike, 0-1. Caught and a miss there. Slider got him completely all out of sorts. Now an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch by Estrada. That one inside popped off the mitt of Nick Deshaun back to the backstop. Got Sequeira to move his feet. Moves the count now to 1-2. Estrada goes back to the rosin after losing the grip on that fastball. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Lifted in the air to center. Back goes Jaden Rudd over towards the track at the wall, and he makes the grab backing into the wall. 1-2-3 go the Flying Tigers again. Estrada threw two in order. We'll head to the bottom half of the second here at TD Ballpark. Still scoreless. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami. We know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Oh, I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay.
touch. You're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust, and I'm afraid that I'ma f*** it up. Ain't no way that I can leave you stranded, 'cause you ain't...
We're back here, bottom of the second. Jeff Wehler's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Joe Miller back out for his second inning worth of work. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch to Wehler. That one in there on the outside corner. Fastball, 0-1 to start off tonight's first baseman. On the year, Wehler batting .351, two home runs and 20 RBIs. That one up and out. All of that in just 22 games played so far this season. At the plate, 26 of 74. Six doubles, three triples added on as well. Now the 1-1, checking his swing. Did he go around? He did, says Justin Hopkins, the umpire on the bases, and now it's a 1-2 count to Wehler. 1-2-3 inning in the first for Joe Miller. Now to the stretch of the 1-2, that one way up high. Above the eyes of Wehler, now a 2-2 count. 4-5-6, middle of the order. Two up in this half inning for Dunedin. Wehler, Salinas, and Santiago. Lefty-righty matchup. Now on a ground ball left side. Charging in is Luke Gold. Throw across is in time to get Wehler, and that'll be out number one. One up, one down for Roque Salinas. Nobody aboard. Roque batting .210 on the year. A home run and 28 RBIs. 1-for-4 in last night's ballgame with a 2 RBI single. Also walked and scored a run. First pitch to him, that one upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off for OK. Playing in his 67th game of the year. Lefty kicks, deals, that one in on the hands, lined foul left side. And it's 1-1. Roque, the 20-year-old out of Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, signed with the Blue Jays last year, prior to last year. Cuts and misses at that high fastball. Now 1-2. Lefty-lefty matchup. The 1-2 pitch. That one a tapper to the left of the mound, and that one gets past Joe Miller. Now charging in his gold, he's going to have to eat it. We'll see how that's ruled. Likely an E1 on Joe Miller. Definitely a play he should have come up with. And that will go down as an E1, so Roque over at first base. First base runner of the game for either team. Now Glenn Santiago stepping in for the first time tonight. Santiago was a defensive replacement for Dylan Rock in the top of the ninth of last night's game. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. There's only a bat. Reached base on a base hit. Also scored a run. Ground ball left side. This could be two. Picked up by Santana over to second for one and first in time. A 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. So despite the error, Joe Miller still facing the minimum through two. We'll head to the top of the third here at TD Ballpark. No score. We'll be right back. We're back here, top of the third here at TD Ballpark. No score. Lazaro Estrada back out for his third inning worth of work. 7-8-9 hitters due up for Lakeland. Christian Santana, Sergio Tapia, and J.D. McLaughlin. First pitch, fastball down low, taken for a ball, 1-0 to start off Santana. 137 average on the year, 4 home runs and 14 RBIs. Estrada kicks, steals. That one upstairs, now a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Estrada retiring the first six batters he's faced so far tonight. Out of the windup, Estrada kicks, deals. Fouled back to the top of the screen, and it's 2-1. Both pitchers facing the minimum through the first two innings of this ballgame. Estrada just 22 pitches through two innings, now at 25, three pitches into this third. Righty-righty matchup. All righties in the lineup for Lakeland tonight. That one's fouled back to the screen as well. Back to a 2-2 count. Lakeland, a team with an overwhelming majority of right-handed hitters on their roster. They don't have a single batter who solely bats from the left side. They do have three switch hitters with one on the IL. That one popped up right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Santana stays alive. Count stays at 2-2. Santana shakes off that first sign from Deshaun. Now starts the windup, 2-2 pitch. Can't get that one to drop. Slider a little bit up high, now a full count. Full count to the first batter of the inning. First full count of the night Estrada has seen. And a 3-2 pitch, that one in there. Outside corner, dots up the fastball for his fifth strikeout of the night. Five Ks through 2 1/3, just two batted ball outs. Now one up, one down in the inning for Sergio Tapia. Another righty-righty matchup. Estrada kicks, fires, first pitch, that one in there. Fastball right down the pipe, 0-1 to start off Tapia. Caught and a miss on the slider. Tapia quickly down 0-2. Estrada attacking these Flying Tigers hitters. No balls, two strikes, bases empty, one away. And the 0-2 pitch. That one just off the plate. Slider couldn't get it on the outside corner. 1-2 now the count. The 1-2. That one lifted left side. That's going to hook foul into the netting right by the tarp. It'll stay 1-2, and Tapia stays alive. Glenn Santiago having to jog a long way to get to that ball right behind the tarp. Finally get it out of the field of play, and we'll restart. One ball, two strikes, one away. And the 1-2 again. That one, the slider low and outside. Couldn't get the chase on that one either. Two balls, two strikes. Nine-hole hitter J.D. McLaughlin waiting on deck. And the 2-2. That one just below the knees. Back-to-back full counts now for Estrada. 3-2 to Tapia. Three balls, two strikes. And time. Calling a pitch clock violation on Lazaro Estrada. So that's going to end up being ball four and puts a runner on. First base runner of the night for Lakeland. What a way to get it. Another righty-righty matchup, as we'll see for most of this evening. One on, one away. Estrada working out of the stretch for the first time tonight. First pitch, that one in there. The knees for a strike, 0-1. McLaughlin on the year batting .169, a home run, and six RBIs. Tapia, the catcher over there at first base. Just 1-for-2 on stolen base attempts. That one's lifted right side. That's going to hook foul. Quickly down 0-2 is J.D. McLaughlin. Estrada comes set. And the 0-2. God, and a miss. Nasty slider there by Estrada. Strikeout number 6. That'll bring up the top of the order, Seth Stevenson. Stevenson up for the second time. He struck out swinging. Start off this ball game 0-1. Runner on first and two down. First pitch, that one low and outside. Gloved by Deschamps. And it's 1-0. Now move over to first, and Tapia back with a head-first dive. Tucker Thoman over there on the infield grass, anticipating a potential bunt by Stevenson, who has a ton of speed. Fouls that one back into the screen, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Estrada comes set. The 1-1. Ground ball left side. That's going to be backhanded on the ground by Beltre. Now throw to second. Gets into right field. An E6 by Beltre. And now they're going to hold the runner at third. Moving over to second on the play is Seth Stevenson. Let's see how they rule that. Likely an infield hit for Stevenson. With an error on the throw to second, I'd have to assume.
Third baseman, number 19, Luke.
Beltre would have been hard-pressed to make that play at first base. And it is an infield hit with an error. So that's the first hit of the ball game by either team. We saw 5 infield singles in last night's ball game. First pitch, that one, the slider low and outside. 1-0 to start off Luke Gold. He popped out to first in his only time up to the plate so far tonight. That one missed in the dirt. Now a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Two runners in scoring position here. Two down in this top of the third. First threat of the game. The 2-0. That one ripped but foul. 103.5 miles an hour off the bat on that foul ball. Now 2-1 count to Luke Gold. Righty comes set. Looking over towards second now. Turns, kicks, fires. Caught and a miss there. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Estrada, a pitch away from getting out of this. The ball game still scoreless. Estrada comes set. And the pitch. That one off the plate outside. Tried to dot up the fastball again, but couldn't catch that corner. Full count, two down. Three balls, two strikes. Estrada looking in. Now he comes set. And the payoff pitch. Fouled off. Luke Gold gets a piece of that one. Stays alive, and he'll see another. 94 that time on the fastball by Estrada. Three balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Luke Gold. Strikeout number 7 through just 3 innings of work for Estrada. The walk on the automatic pitch clock violation ball, and the infield single, but leaving runners at second and third. We'll head to the home half of the third inning here at TD Ballpark. We're still scoreless. We're back here, bottom of the third. J.C. Masson is going to lead things off for Dunedin. 7-8-9 hitters due up. Masson, DeCastro, and Deschamps. Joe Miller back out for his third inning worth of work. Lazaro Estrada keeping this ballgame scoreless by leaving two runners in scoring position to end that top half of the third inning. First pitch high and tight to Masson. 1-0 to start him off. Lefty-lefty matchup. The 1-0. Caught and a miss at that high fastball. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. Masson on the year batting .211, a home run and 13 RBIs. Spent a good time on the IL playing just in his 29th game of the year. That one in there on the inside corner, rather, now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Lefty kicks, fires out of the stretch. That one low and outside. Looked like a curveball that time. First one we've seen today by Miller. Evens up the count 2-2. That one low and outside. Fastball, he yanked a little bit. Now a full count to the first batter of the inning. Three 3-2 pitch, lifted left side. That's going to hook out of play. Masson reached out to go get to that one. Stay alive, getting just enough, and keeping himself in this at bat. And he fouls that one off again. Another fastball getting a piece of it. Count stays 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Full count pitch again. That one, low and outside. A well-worked walk by J.C. Masson. Second base runner of the game for the Blue Jays. First walk of the day for Miller, and that'll bring up Raquel DeCastro with a runner on and nobody out. Righty-lefty matchup. Runner on first, nobody out. Miller out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one inside for a ball. Taken by DeCastro, 1-0. Masson over there at first base. He's only attempted one steal. It was unsuccessful this year. The 1-0. That one inside as well. Two balls, no strikes. Miller looking towards first. Now kicks, fires. Lifted towards center. Going back a little bit to Stevenson over towards the track. At the track, he leaps up, makes the grab. Trying to time it up. Not exactly sure where he was in relation to the wall. Makes the grab right there in front of the Academy bus sign. And that'll be out number one. One on, one away for Nick Deschamps. Lefty-lefty matchup. Top of the order on deck and Jaden Rudd. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Deschamps. Batting 164 on the year. Three home runs and 14 RBIs. The 0-1. Ground ball foul up above the Blue Jays dugout and caught off the netting by Kendry Rojas, last night's starting pitcher. No balls, two strikes. Miller now move over to first with Masson diving back in safely. First disengagement for Joe Miller. Oh, and two. And the pitch. That one called strike three, top of the zone. Deschamps thought it was high. Believe it was the two-seamer that time by Miller. Had a little bit extra dip to it. It was good enough to catch that top of the zone, and that's two down. Second strikeout of the night for Miller. Now Jaden Rudd stepping in for the second time. Another move over to first and back in safely was J.C. Masson. First pitch, that one low and outside for a ball to start him off 1-0. Rudd struck out looking his only time up on a full count. On a really close outside corner pitch. The 1-0. That one upstairs. Now a 2-0 count. Masson still over there at first base. 2-0. That one a ground ball. Right side, kind of up the middle, picked up by Sequeira. Throw to first is in time. No, it is held by Sequeira. He bounced it back over to second. He got me. Andrew Jenkins held that glove up like he made the catch. pump faked me, and I thought that was out number three. So that's going to continue the inning. Goes down as an infield single for Rudd. Now Manuel Beltre. Runners on first and second, two down. Lefty-righty matchup, first pitch. That one off the plate outside. The 1-0, that one missed in. 2-0 now to Beltre. He flew out to left field his only time up. Deep fly ball caught about 2 or 3 feet away from the wall by J.D. McLaughlin. Runners on first and second, two down. A chance to draw first blood in this ballgame. That one inside gets Beltre to the ground. Now a 3-0 count. That one missed. A four-pitch walk to Beltre. That'll load the bases now for Tucker Thoman, stepping in for the second time. Bases full of birds here in this third inning. Blue Jays with a chance to draw first blood and potentially put a big mark on this game here in this third inning. Thoman flew out to right field, his only time up. Batting from the right side against the lefty. First pitch, that one in there. Starts him off 0-1. Masson on third, Rudd on second, and Beltre on first. Good amount of speed on the latter two bases. Anything in the gap could potentially clear him. Caught and a miss on that pitch, now 0-2. Change up that time by Joe Miller. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. Ground ball. Left side, picked up by Santana. Unhand toss to second, and it's in time to get the force of Beltre. So the Blue Jays leave them loaded. We'll head to the top of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. We're a third of the way through this ballgame, and we're still scoreless. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we shouldn't say we're good.
We're back here, top of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Davis Feldman is on a pitch for the Blue Jays in relief of Lazaro Estrada. Three innings of shutout baseball by Estrada and seven Ks. Still a 0-0 ball game. Now Feldman out for the fourth. Out of the lineup, the righty kicks, fires first pitch. That one low for a ball. 1-0 to start off Andrew Jenkins. 3-4-5 hitters due up. Jenkins, De La Cruz, and Pellegrin. That one cut at and missed. 1-1. Jenkins struck out swinging his only time up. 0-1. Feldman working quick. The 1-1, a soft liner right there is DeCastro. Takes two steps in, makes the grab, and that'll be out number one. One up, one down. Now for Jose De La Cruz. Feldman, 25 years old, out of Warren, Michigan. Undrafted out of Eastern Michigan University. 1-3 here with the Blue Jays so far this year, 6.75 ERA. Appearing in his fourth game out of the pen, he's also got three starts. Cut and a miss of that first pitch. 0-1 to start off De La Cruz. Cut and a miss. Right back with the changeup. Got him out in front both times. 0-2 to start off De La Cruz. He quickly calls time. Lakeland left runners on second and third to end the top half of the third inning. Blue Jays left them loaded in the bottom half of the third. Still scoreless here in the fourth. Righty out of the windup, the 0-2, that one inside. The 1-2 upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Feldman kicks, steals. Now in a tapper foul towards the Lakeland on deck circle. Count will stay the same, 2-2. Out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch, caught and a miss. Down swinging on the high heater. De La Cruz down on strikes for the second time through two at bats. First strikeout for Feldman, that'll bring up Carlos Pellegrin. The final line for Estrada, three innings, just an infield single, no runs, one walk, and seven Ks. A really nice three-inning start by him, 48 pitches. The 1-0, cut out and missed, fastball 1-1. Pellegrin struck out swinging his only time up, 0-1. That one drops in there. Nice curveball by Feldman. 1-2 the count. Cut and a miss. Down swinging on the changeup. 1-2-3 inning to start off Feldman's day. And 2Ks will head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. We're still scoreless. We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth. Jeff Wehler leading things off for the Blue Jays. 4-5-6 hitters due up. Wehler, Salinas, and Santiago. Wehler grounded out to third. His only time up, 0-for-1. Joe Miller back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Cut and a miss of that first pitch. 0-1 to start off Jeff Wehler. Still a nothing-nothing ball game here at TD Ballpark. That one missed off the plate. Now a 1-1 count. Both starters shutting out the other team through three innings. And then Feldman continuing the trend as he came in for the fourth. The 1-1. Caught and a miss out in front of that changeup. Now 1-2. Time called at the plate by Wehler. He steps out now, digging back in. Nobody warming up in the pen for Lakeland. Ground ball right side, bouncing over to the first baseman Jenkins. He picks it up, takes it to the bag himself. That'll be one up, one down. Joe Miller doing a lot better than his only time he's faced the Blue Jays this year. About a month ago where he gave up 5 runs. Roque Salinas stepping in for the second time. Officially 0-for-1, but he reached on an error. First pitch almost hit him. 1-0 to start him off. Lefty kicks, fires. Now on a foul tip. Went right on the top of the knee pad of Sergio Tapia and back out to Joe Miller. Connor Crowell giving the catcher an extra couple seconds to try and shake that one off. And now back behind the plate, and it's 1-1. That one, did it hit Roque? They're asking if he went around. He didn't. It did hit Roque. He's awarded first base. Now the two umpires are getting together. Rather, Connor Crowell is asking to see where it hit Roque. He pointed towards first base, and now the umpires are getting together. Roque did a bad job selling it if it didn't hit him. And if it did, he didn't react the right way. The two umpires having a discussion to the right of the mound whether or not that hit Roque Salinas. He's still walking over towards first. It'd be very rare to see anything overturned based on the reaction of the player. The umpires made their decision. They're still having a lengthy conversation about it. So they are awarding Roque first base. Andrew Graham's already out of the dugout. Him and Donnie Murphy were discussing. He's pointing to his ear saying it didn't sound like it. But Roque is on first base. Runner on first and one away. Hit by pitch was the ruling. Roque over there at first. First pitch taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Santiago grounded into an inning-ending double play in the bottom half of the second inning. That was with Roque on first base. Now the 0-1, ground ball, could be two again. Picked up its second, throw to first, rather second in time and first in time. Really close play. George Caro can't believe he was called out, neither can Santiago. Hustling down the line, really, really close. But it goes in favor of Lakeland. That'll end the inning, another double play. We'll head to the fifth here at TD Ballpark, still scoreless after four.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man.
We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Give Me Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Slow. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night.
We're back here, top of the fifth. Manuel Sequeira is going to lead things off for Lakeland. Davis Feldman back out for his second inning worth of work. 13 pitches and 2 Ks in his first of action. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Sequeira. Caught and a miss there on that slider. 0-1 to start off the second baseman. Sequeira was the first part of that 4-6-3 inning-ending double play off the bat of Glenn Santiago. Cuts and misses at that one. Now down 0-2 quickly. Just two hits combined and two errors. No runs by either team. Still scoreless here in the fifth. That one low, bounced right behind the plate. 1-2 the count. Out of the windup, the righty. The 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Looked like the changeup that time by Feldman. Three straight Ks going back to the last inning. One up, one down for Christian Santana. Righty-righty matchup again. First pitch, ripped foul. Left side, and it's 0-1. Santana at the plate, Sergio Tapia the catcher waiting on deck. Santana struck out looking on an outside fastball by Lazaro Estrada to start off the top of the third inning. Estrada's final inning of work. The 0-1, that one above the head, lost the grip on that breaking ball. Curveball at 77. Out of the windup, Feldman, the 1-1. That one lifted high up in the air right side. Think it's going to get up and out of play. Wehler following it out, and it will land on the dugout. Past the netting, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Feldman shakes off the first pitch, then nods to the second. The 1-2. That one low and outside, the slider. Evens up the count, 2-2. That one low, followed up with a changeup down. Full count, nobody on, and one away. And the 3-2 pitch, fouled off into the Lakeland dugout. A few Flying Tigers ducking out of the way. Hopefully everybody's good. Don't see anybody rushing to anybody, so I think everybody made it out unscathed. Still a full count. Santana staying alive. 3-2 again. Lifted high up in the air to left. Back over towards the wall is Santiago. He turns, and that one's gone. I think the wind helped it a little bit. That was sent high up in the air. I thought it was destined to come down on the track. But Santiago got to the wall and ran out of real estate. Christian Santana with his fifth homer of the year makes it a 1-0 ball game. That's going to bring up Sergio Tapia. Now, base is empty and one down with a run on the board for the Flying Tigers. First pitch lifted high towards left. Now coming in is Santiago. Late sprint there by Santiago, but he's able to get to it in time to make the grab.
Now batting, number 22, J.D. McLaughlin.
Two down now for the nine-hole hitter, J.D. McLaughlin. He struck out swinging his only time up on three pitches. First pitch by Feldman, ground ball foul left side towards the end of the Lakeland dugout. Oh, and one to start him off. That one lifted towards left center. Santiago on his horse over towards the gap. He falls and he makes the grab. Caught in between a dive and really just leaning out to get it. He rolled over, made the grab. What a play by Glenn Santiago to end the inning. We'll head to the home half of the fifth. We're halfway through this ball game. Lakeland takes a 1-0 lead on the Christian Santana solo shot. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom of the fifth, 1-0 ball game. Lakeland taking the lead with a solo shot by Christian Santana. Now 7-8-9 hitters due up for Dunedin. J.C. Masson leading it off. He'll be followed by Raquel DeCastro and Nick Deschamp. First pitch dropped in there, high inside corner. 0-1 to start off Masson. Lefty kick steals that one high and tight. Now 1-1. Masson reached on a walk, made it all the way over to third when the Blue Jays had the bases loaded. One count. Lefty kicks, deals. Fouled off left side, and it's 1-2. Dunedin just one hit so far tonight. That being an infield single by Jaden Rudd. The 1-2, that one skips low and outside, evens it up 2-2. Both teams' first hits of the night were infield singles. But Lakeland's second is the difference, that solo shot by Santana. Two and two, the pitch. That one missed off the plate. Good take there by Masson. He sees his second full count. Three-two pitch. That one inside. Ball four again. J.C. Masson working that count from down 1-2 to draw the walk. That'll put a runner on. Nobody out now for Raquel DeCastro. One on, nobody out. Masson drawing his second walk of the night. First pitch to DeCastro, cut and a miss. Starts him off 0-1. Flew out to center field his only time up. Now move over to first, and Masson dives in head first safely. First disengagement for Miller. Oh, and one, the pitch. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Tapia. Kept it right there between his legs, keeping Masson at bay at first. One and one, the count to DeCastro, lefty-righty matchup. Miller comes set. Kicks, deals. Fouled back top of the screen. Now one and two, the count to DeCastro. Blue Jays trying to put something together. Weren't able to capitalize the first time they did. And the 1-2. Ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Masson is going to stop at second. A walk and a single has runners on first and second with nobody out. Second hit of the night for the Blue Jays belongs to Raquel DeCastro, his first of the day. That'll bring up Nick Deschamps. First and second, nobody out. Deschamps stepping in for the second time. He struck out looking on a really close pitch his last time up. First pitch by Miller looking to lay down a bunt, and it's a good one. Left side, off the mound is Miller, and he's going to have to eat it. A bunt single for Nick Deschamps, the catcher. Loads the bases for Dunedin with nobody out. You'll take him how you can get him. Nick Deschamps, his first bunt hit of the year. That's going to bring up Jaden Rudd with the bases loaded, nobody gone. And Nick Green's going to jog out to the mound as Lakeland's got a righty warming up. I think the last thing the Flying Tigers were expecting there was a bunt attempt by Nick Deschamps. He kept it close enough to the line to keep Miller from having a play on it, had to sprint a long way off the mound to get to that ball. Now everybody exits the mound. Flying Tigers infield getting back to where they need to be. Bases loaded, nobody out. A big chance to put a couple of runs on the board. At the very least, tie up this ball game. Bases full of birds for the second time tonight. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch. That one low and outside. Slider starts off Jaden Rudd 1-0. Infield single his first time, rather second time up. 1-for-2 on the day. He had the first hit of the night for Dunedin. Now the 1-0. That one low. Change-up bounce right behind the plate. 2-0 the count to Jaden Rudd, rather. Top of the order up. Great chance for Dunedin. Now the 2-0. That one lifted in the air to left. Coming in is McLaughlin. Medium depth and off with that catch is J.C. Masson. He's going to slide in safely. That throw cut off by Luke Gold. Sacrifice fly for Jaden Rudd. That ties up the ball game here. Now runners on first and second. Only one away. Manuel Beltre stepping in for the third time tonight. 0-for-1 with a walk. Now Miller comes set. I thought they were going to go for an appeal at third. It was really close whether Masson took off early or not, but it's too late as that pitch is inside for a ball 1-0. That one lifted towards left. That's going to fall for base hit. They're going to wave around to Castro. The pickup by McLaughlin is going to be cut off at third. Back-to-back RBIs, this time a single by Beltre, and the Blue Jays take their first lead of the night. It's 2-1. Four out of the first five Blue Jays have all reached base in this half inning. Now Tucker Thoman stepping in for the third time. 0-2. With a flyout and a ground out. Chance to extend the Blue Jays' new lead. Lefty-righty matchup with the switch hitter at the plate. First pitch taken upstairs. Beltre driving in his 28th RBI of the year. After Rudd had done the same the previous at bat. 1-0 to start off Tome, and that righty looks ready to go in that bullpen. That one in there. Nice pitch there by Miller, 1-1. It looks like Ulysses Campos over there in the Lakeland bullpen. Lefty kicks deals. That one outside. Now Deschamps on second base and Beltre at first. A 2-1 count to Thoman. Jeff Wehler, the cleanup hitter, on deck. That one low. A little inside as well. 3-1 the count to Thoman. Three balls and a strike. Lefty comes set. 3-1 pitch. Off the plate outside. Ball four is going to reload the bases for Dunedin. And Andrew Graham looks like he's about to come up those steps, and he is. He's going to go take Joe Miller out of this ballgame. They're going to bring in the righty Campos. Waiting for the signal. And there it is by Andrew Graham. So Lakeland going to the pen here in this fifth inning. Joe Miller, after four strong innings, shutting out the Blue Jays through four. It unravels on him here in the fifth, and he exits with a 2-1 deficit. New pitcher in for the Flying Tigers when we return. We'll talk about him when we get back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TV Ballpark. We're back here, bottom of the fifth, one away. Bases loaded for Dunedin. New pitcher for the Flying Tigers is the righty, number 41, Ulises Campos. He's on for the 15th time, his sixth time in relief. An 0-4 record with an 8.93 ERA. We've already seen him once this year. That came on June the 14th. He went five innings, giving up two runs, both earned, in a starting role. Ready matchup first pitch to Jeff Wehler. Almost got out of the glove of Tapia and back to the backstop, but it'll be 1-0. Joe Miller goes 4 1/3. The first four were shut out. But he's given up two runs here in this fifth inning, and he leaves with the bases loaded. The 1-0. That one gets back to the backstop. Now charging in is Deshaun. The throw to the plate is going to get away from the pitcher, Campos. A collision between Campos and Deshaun. Deshaun getting up. A run comes in. They're checking on Nick to make sure he's good. He dove in head first and caught a shoulder of Campos. Everybody moves up a bag, and Deshaun looks like he's good to go. So the Blue Jays get another run out of the deal. The wild pitch brings in another. 3-1 now the lead. The infield comes in for Lakeland without that chance at a double play. The 2-0, caught and a miss at that one. Now 2-1 the count to Wehler. Runners on second and third. Three runs already across for the Blue Jays here in this inning. That one fouled off. That'll make it 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Righty kicks deals. Lifted right side. Towards the line goes Pellegrin. Medium depth. He is going to make the grab, and there goes Beltre. The throw is going to go to third, and it's not going to be in time. Toman slides in with a head-first dive. Another sacrifice fly brings in the Blue Jays' fourth run of the inning, and it's 4-1. Jeff Wehler with his 21st RBI as a Blue Jay makes it 4-1 here in the fifth. That run also charged to Joe Miller. Now Roque Salinas with two down and a runner 90 feet away. First pitch, fouled back to the screen. 0-1 to start off Roque Salinas. He's reached base safely both times. Reached on an error in the second inning and was hit by a pitch in the fourth. High chopper right side. That's going to be picked. Nice pickup by Sequeira. Throw to first in time. Really tough play there by the second baseman. But he's able to limit the damage to four, if limit is the right word. We'll head on to the sixth inning here at TD Ballpark. The Blue Jays take four runs in this half inning and take the lead. Up by three. Top of the sixth coming up.
Put your anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live.
We're back here, top of the sixth. Seth Stevenson leading things off top of the order for Lakeland. Davis Feldman back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch, high and inside. 1-0 to start off Stevenson. The center fielder 1-for-2 on the day with an infield single. Now the 1-0. Ground ball foul. 1-1 the count. The Blue Jays with a newfound lead, scoring 4 runs in the 5th inning. Now 4-1. Feldman, who's completed the 5th inning, now in line for the win. Cut and a miss of that one. 1-2 now the count. Three Ks through the first 2 innings of work by Feldman. His only mistake was that solo shot by Christian Santana in the last inning. Feldman out of the windup, the righty, kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Fastball at 93, blew it by him. Down swinging goes Stevenson. That'll bring up Luke Gold. Strikeout number 4 on the night for Feldman. The Blue Jays up to 11 combined between Feldman and Estrada. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off Luke Gold. 0-for-2 on the day. Popped out to first. Struck out swinging. The 1-0. That one just below the zone. Change up. Dipped a little too much. 2-0. That one in there. Gets one on the board. Now 2-1. Caught and a miss on that fastball. Evens it up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Time called at the plate by Gold. He'll take a step out. Two balls, two strikes. Out of the windup, Feldman kicks, deals. That one bounces. That'll run the count full. 3-2 now to Gold. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. He couldn't get up high enough to it. Back-to-back Ks to start off this inning for Feldman. That's now 5 on the night for him. That'll bring up Andrew Jenkins. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Jenkins. That one line towards center. Charging in is Jaden Rudd. It's going to bounce in right center field. Off the end of the bat at just 73.4. That'll extend the inning. Second hit charged against Davis Feldman. That'll bring up Jose De La Cruz. Out of the stretch now, Feldman for the first time. That one kept in front by Deschamps, staying right there at first base is Jenkins. De La Cruz 0-for-2, 2 Ks, both swinging. Jenkins over there at first. 2-for-2 on stolen base attempts this year. That one off the plate outside. Righty kicks, deals, 2-0. That one in there. Inside corner with the fastball. 2-1 the count to De La Cruz. Blue Jays up by 3 here in the 6th inning. Foul tip. Stayed in the mid of Deschamps, and it's 2-2. Just getting the slightest of pieces on that off-speed pitch. 2-2 the count. Runner on first, 2 down. Feldman Feldman comes set. Taking his time. And the pitch. That one in the dirt. Kept in front by Deschamps again. That runs the count full. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. There goes the runner. Lifted up high left side. That's going to get up and out of play. Good enough to keep De La Cruz alive in the at-bat. His next pitch will be Feldman's 45th. Three balls, two strikes. Runner on first and two down. Feldman comes set. And the payoff pitch again. Ground ball up the middle. Right there is DeCastro. He'll step on the second base bag, and they're going to call him safe. And now over at first. Didn't tag the bag at first, but De La Cruz able to get there before Wehler could get to the bag. I thought DeCastro got to the bag in time, but Justin Hopkins threw up the safe sign. Definitely thought DeCastro stepped on the bag before Jenkins could slide in. Now Carlos Pellegrin. Runners on first and second. Two down. Time was called. That's one disengagement for Feldman. Righty kicks, fires. That one low. It's ruled as a fielder's choice with no out recorded. Caught and a miss there on the change. Feldman should be out of the inning. But now it continues with runners on first and second. And the 1-1. Tapper, left side foul. Moves the count to 1-2. Pellegrin 0-2 on the day, 2 Ks. Feldman looking into Deschamps. Now he comes set. The 1-2. Tapper foul again. Just getting a piece and staying alive. Righty comes set. Looks towards second. Turns, kicks, fires. In the air, right side. That should stay in play. Wehler in foul territory. Over towards his dugout. Now back over. Towards first, he makes the grab. That'll end the inning. No runs on one hit. Two men left aboard. Bottom of the sixth coming up here at TD Ballpark. 4-1, Blue Jays lead.
I'll be like, geez. Sunset on the beach. Pick me, wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm like, oh, you just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you.
some time in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
I'm sliding, my looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it.
Sunshine, 24/7 clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. Ulises Campos back out for the sixth inning after getting the final two outs in that fifth. Righty-righty matchup to start it off. Glenn Santiago leading things off here in this inning for Dunedin. Takes that first pitch up high for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. That one, a line shot, bounces in front of Sequeira. Picks it off the clay. Throw to first in time for the 4-3 putout. One up, one down now for J.C. Masson. Stepping in for the third time. He's walked the first two times he's been up. Righty-lefty matchup. Campos out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. Checking his swing. Did he go around? It was called a strike. That one just caught. 94 miles an hour. Top of the zone. Now the 0-1. Foul tip stayed in the mitt of Tapia and it's 0-2. Wow, that one caught about as far up and out as it could go. That one upstairs. They're asking if he went around. No chance. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Righty comes set, and the pitch. Cut and a miss. Down swinging to that pitch low. Change up that time by Campos. That's his first strikeout. That's out number two.
Number 19, Rick Kelvin, Dick Castro.
Righty-righty matchup now for Kelvin DeCastro. First pitch to him, taken low for a ball. 1-0 to start off DeCastro. That one skips behind the plate. 2-0 now to start off for Kelvin. Campos entered the game with one out in that fifth inning. Wild pitch by him, scored one of the runs in that inning. Then a sac fly scored a second. That one in there, now a 2-1 count. So two of his three inherited runners came in to score. He did leave one on third. And the 2-1. In the air, high up, left side of the mound. Third baseman Luke Gold calling everybody off. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. Two-thirds of the way through this ballgame. It's 4-1. Dunedin in front. We're back here, top of the seventh. Davis Feldman back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch, low and outside to start off Manuel Sequeira, 1-0. 4-1 Blue Jays lead. 50 pitches through three innings of work for Feldman. Caught in the midst of that one, now 1-1. Sequeira 0-2 on the day, fly out and a strikeout. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals the 1-1. Caught and a miss on that change, and it's 1-2. Also, 5 Ks through 3 innings for Feldman. Gave up the lone run on the solo shot by Santana, but he's looked really good so far today. Infield shaded a lot to the left side. The 1-2, that one lifted towards left. Back over towards the track goes Santiago. He's got room. He leaps up, makes the grab. One up, one down on the fly out to left. That's going to bring up Christian Santana. Feldman's lone mistake of the day was that pitch to Santana on the full count. Left one a little too high. Paid the price. First pitch ground ball towards the Lakeland dugout. 0-1 to start off Santana. 1-2 on the day. He's got the only run and RBI for Lakeland. The 0-1. That one hits him. Breaking ball. He lost the grip on that curve. That's going to put a runner on with one out for Sergio Tapia.
Catcher number 18, Sergio Tapia.
One on, one out. Tapia up for the second time, or rather third time. 0-1 with a walk. Made it all the way over to third before that inning ended. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball in her third, 0-1 to start off Tapia. Middle infield in double play depth for the Blue Jays. Feldman kicks, fires, that one low and outside. One and one the count. That one in the dirt again, kept in front once again by Deschamps. 2-1 the count. Looking around the Florida State League at the moment. Clearwater currently up 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning against Tampa. Took the lead in the fifth. They're threatening now in this half inning at BayCare Ballpark. The 2-1. Foul tip stays in the mitt of Deschamps. 2-2 now the count to Tapia. In St. Lucie, where Palm Beach is the designated home team, the Mets took that game 7-6. It was supposed to be the first game of a doubleheader. As there's a ground ball, could be two. Beltre with a pick, throw to second in time, and first it is in time. 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. That is a great way to end that inning. Beltre with a nice play, nice recovery as he lost his balance. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. It's stretch time here in Dunedin. 4-1, Blue Jays lead.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon.
We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh. The 4-1 Blue Jays lead, up by three. New pitcher for the Flying Tigers is the right-hander, number 36, Chris Maloney. He takes over for Ulysses Campos. Starts off with a righty-lefty matchup, 9-1, 2-2 up. Nick Deschamp, Jaden Rudd, and Manuel Beltre. Righty out of the stretch, first pitch. Big hack of that one by Deschamp. Couldn't connect, 0-1. Maloney on for the 19th time, 5.06 ERA through 16 innings of work. That one in there now 0-2. We saw Maloney twice the last time the Flying Tigers were here at TD Ballpark. Pitched just a combined one inning of work across two appearances, giving up three runs all earned. An 0-2 count to Deschamp. The righty kicks deals, that one off the plate. As it stands now, Davis Feldman in line for the win. And Joe Miller would take the loss. 1-2, that one high and tight. Backs Deschamps away, 2-2 the count. 1-for-2 on the day with a bunt single and a run scored. And the 2-2 pitch. Ripped, but foul. Count stays evened up. Deschamp staying alive. Barreling up that ball, but just out in front. 103.6 off the bat that time by Deschamp. Two balls, two strikes. Maloney comes set. And the pitch. Fouled off. Deschamps getting a piece of that inside breaking ball. Staying alive, and he'll see another. Two and two. Maloney taking his time. Now he comes set. And the pitch again. In the air, right at the mound. And between the mound and the plate, and it's called off by the shortstop, Santana, and he runs up on the mound to make the grab. That's one away.
Center fielder, number 3, Jaden Rudd.
One away now for the top of the order, Jaden Rudd. Another lefty-righty matchup. Jaden on the day, 1-for-2, a sacrifice fly RBI, and an infield single to second. Ground ball right side foul. 0-1 to start off Rudd. Blue Jays scoring all four of their runs in that fifth inning. All four charged to the starter, Joe Miller. Now the 0-1. That one dropped in there. Really nice breaking ball. Curveball by Maloney, it's 0-2. Time called at the plate. Now Jaden stepping back in. Maloney steps off, and he throws the ball away. And that's going to end up being a pitch clock violation. Undoubtedly, Maloney just tossed that ball to try and get out of that automatic ball. So it'll be a 1-2 count now to Jaden. There's no argument from Flying Tigers dugout or Maloney himself. Now the 1-2. Man, that one lost the bat. Rudd cuts and misses, lost the handle. Almost killed Peter Strzabicki on the ricochet off the netting. Now Manuel Beltre will step in. Nobody on and two down.
Shortstop number 7, Kentwell Beltre.
Jaden doesn't use batting gloves. He likes to grab some clay and grab the pine tar to keep the grip on the bat, and it didn't work that time. First pitch to Beltre. That one yanked by Maloney. Fastball gets back to the backstop, 1-0. Beltre 1-for-2 on the day, an RBI single back in that fifth inning. Now the 1-0. That one low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Still a 1-0 game over there in Clearwater. Threshers currently up on the Tarpons. That one at the knees, taken for a strike. Now 2-1. Fort Myers with a 4-0 lead on Bradenton over at Lecom Park. It's bottom of the seventh in Daytona between Jupiter, the Hammerheads, and the Tortugas. 3-0 there. Tapper left side foul. That'll make it 2-2. I think we got cut off the last time I was talking about the Mets and the Cardinals. 7-6 Mets win in game one of what was supposed to be a doubleheader, just a 7-inning affair. Game two for the third day in a row, a game has been rained out in St. Lucie. The Cardinals, the designated home team despite being played at Clover Park, with Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, the home of both Palm Beach and Jupiter, undergoing renovations. Two balls, two strikes. The righty kicks, fires that one high up in the air at the infield. Christian Santana, the shortstop, settles, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We're on to the eighth inning here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 4-1. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top half of the eighth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 15, Alex Amalfi, taking over for Davis Feldman here in this eighth inning. First pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off J.D. McLaughlin. Out of the windup, Amalfi kicks, fires. That one up and inside as well. McLaughlin, the nine-hole hitter, leading off this half inning. He'll be followed by Seth Stevenson and Luke Gold back up to the top of the order. That one, a ground ball, bounces off the mound. Good recovery there by Beltre. Throw to first in time. A 6-3 put out. Good adjustment. Charging in for that ball by the shortstop, Beltre. Took a weird ricochet off the side of the mound. He's able to get to it and get the throw off in time for the out. One up, one down here in this eighth inning. Now Stevenson, tonight's center fielder. Ton of speed. Tucker Thoman's going to play on the infield grass over there at third. First pitch by Amalfi, the curveball. Couldn't drop it in. 1-0. Final line for Davis Feldman. Four innings of work, just two hits. His only mistake, really, was on that solo shot by Santana. It's the only run he gave up. No walks and five Ks. He exits in line for the win if this result should hold. And this ends up being a potential save situation for Amalfi. That one missed down low. 3-0, the count to start off Seth Stevenson, not the guy you want to walk. Amalfi gloved to the face, out of the windup, the 3-0. That one missed. A four-pitch walk by Amalfi. That puts an immediate stolen base threat on the base paths. Now Luke Gold will step in. One on, one away, first pitch. That one fouled back top of the screen. 0-1 to start off Gold. He's 0-3 on the day with a pop out and two Ks. Stevenson on first base. 38 stolen bases on the year. He's only been caught nine times. About an 80% clip. Second in the Florida State League, only behind Amarion Boyd of the Threshers. There he goes. Throw down to second by Deschamps. It's close and not in time. Really nice throw by Deschamps. It was a little bit to the right of the bag and a little high. But with Stevenson, you got to get it off in a hurry. That'll put a runner in scoring position. One away, a 1-1 count to Gold. Stolen base number 39 on the year for Stevenson. Runner on second, one away. 1-1 count. Amalfi comes set, working out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one fouled down into the left. 1-2. Amalfi looking into Deschamps. Now they come to an agreement on the next pitch. The 1-2. That one in there. Outside corner. Dots up with that fastball. Down looking goes Gold. His third strikeout of the night. First for Amalfi. And that'll bring up Andrew Jenkins.
First baseman, number 26, Andrew Jenkins.
Amalfi on for the 14th time. His ninth in relief. He's got a 2-4 record with a 4.45 ERA. He hit a little bit of a rough patch at the beginning of this month. First pitch, caught and a miss. A nasty curveball to start it off 0-1. Jenkins 1-3 on the night. Strikeout, a line out, and he singled into center field his last time up. Amalfi keeping an eye on second base. That one off the plate outside. Another curveball. Evens it up 1-1. Amalfi comes set. The 1-1 pitch, that one inside. Fastball missed, now 2-1. The wind has practically died here at TD Ballpark. It's been blowing out to left for the majority of this series. Now the 2-1. Fouled off right side. That's going to hook out of play. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Sure, Amalfi's expected to come back out for the ninth inning, which would be his first save opportunity of the year. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Jenkins stays alive. And the 2-2 again. Fouled off once again into the netting this time. Count stays at 2-2. Three straight foul balls by Andrew Jenkins. And the 2-2 again. That one low and outside. The slider that time by Amalfi. Good pitch recognition there by Jenkins. And now the count's full. Three balls, two strikes, a runner on second, two down. Payoff pitch. Fouled off. Top of the netting and then straight back down to the ground. So we'll have another payoff pitch. Ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Amalfi kicks, fires that one upstairs. Jenkins with a really well-worked walk. Keeps the inning going. That's going to bring up Jose De La Cruz, representing the potential tying run.
Designated hitter, number 27, Jose De La Cruz.
Runners on first and second. Two down for De La Cruz. 0-3 on the day. Did reach in the sixth, but on a fielder's choice. 2 Ks otherwise. Amalfi kicks, fires first pitch. Curveball in there. Low outside corner, 0-1. Nice pitch by Amalfi to start De La Cruz off 0-1. Stevenson out there at second base dancing around. The 0-1 drops in another curveball. Bottom of the zone, 0-2. Time called to the plate by De La Cruz after being completely frozen by back-to-back curveballs right there at the bottom of the zone. Runners on first and second and two down. Amalfi trying to keep this at a three-run ball game. The 0-2 pitch. Another curveball, this time high. Couldn't drop it in. Count will move to 1-2. Amalfi comes set. The 1-2 pitch. That one off the plate. Four straight curveballs to start off the at-bat to De La Cruz. First two were perfectly placed. The next two were trying to get him to chase. De La Cruz staying disciplined. 2-2. That one just below the zone. Went right back with the curveball. Couldn't catch the knees that time. 3-2. De La Cruz hasn't moved the bat at all. Payoff pitch. That one bounces off his elbow. That's going to load up the bags now. Puts the potential tying run on first. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. The entire Blue Jays infield will join Corey on the mound to talk with Alex Amalfi. Carlos Pellegrin is scheduled to be the next batter up for Lakeland. solo shot, his second of the year in last night's ball game. That tied things up in the seventh against Liam Mendez. Now Connor Crowell, the home plate umpire, out there to break up the meeting, and everybody's exiting the mound except for Alex Amalfi.
Right fielder, number 7, Carlos Pellegrin.
Now bases loaded, 2 down. Top of the 8th here. 4-1 lead for the Blue Jays, but the tying run over there at first base for Lakeland. First pitch, that one in the dirt, kept in front by Deschamps. 1-0 to start off Pellegrin. 0-3 on the day. 2 Ks, a pop out in foul territory. Amalfi comes set on the first base side of the rubber. Righty kicks, deals. That one to the knees, called a strike with a fastball. 93. Each flying tiger that's on base reached via a free pass. 2 walks and hit by pitch. The 1-1, caught and a miss. Blew the fastball by him, 1-2. Amalfi a strike away from getting out of this inning for the third time. Couldn't capitalize the first two. This will be his 30th pitch coming up. There is a righty warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. Amalfi, the 1-2, fouled back. Gave him another fastball. All he could get was a piece, but that was good enough to keep him alive. 1-2. Base is loaded for Lakeland. And the 1-2 again. Curveball, he fouls it down off that back foot. And he stays alive again. Can't tell who that is warming up for Dunedin in that right field pen. Believe it's Grayson Thurman. The 1-2, cut and a miss. High fastball, got him to chase after it. Amalfi gets out of the jam, and we'll head on to the bottom half of the 8th. The Blue Jays up by 3, 4-1. Looking to add a couple extra insurance runs. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
Enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me? Ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa. Girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to.
We're back here, bottom half of the 8th. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Tucker Toman's going to lead things off. Big strikeout with the bases loaded for Alex Amalfi to keep this at a 3-run ball game. First pitch taken upstairs and outside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Toman. 3-4-5 hitters due up. Toman, Wehler, and Salinas. Chris Maloney back out for a second inning worth of work. That one in there makes it a 1-1 count now to Toman. 15 pitches for the first inning of work for Maloney. He already matched how much he's pitched against the Blue Jays this year, but without the three runs he'd given up. That one in there. Strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Toman batting from the left side against a righty. Yet again. Maloney. Kicks, fires the 1-2. That one in there. Outside corner, breaking ball. Got Toman looking. He goes down via the strikes. That'll bring up Jeff Wehler. Second strikeout for Maloney. First of this inning. Now Wehler stepping in for the fourth time. He's 0-2 with an RBI sacrifice fly. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Wehler. He has cooled off a little bit since that magical stretch, really, where it seemed like nobody, no matter what they did, could get him out. Cut and a miss there, 1-1. Started off this month on a 3-game hitting streak and extended it out to 9 before he finally had an off day at the office. That one in there for a strike, now 1-2. Got his batting average all the way up to 400. Now sitting at 342. The 1-2, that one low and outside. Really weird, looked like uncomfortable delivery there by Maloney. Two balls, two strikes. And he comes set the pitch. That one low and outside. Full count. Bases empty, one away for Wehler. We're okay waiting on deck. And the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to be picked on a slide by Santana. Throw's going to get all the way up into the netting above the Blue Jays dugout. Santana had no shot at getting Wehler. I can't believe he even threw it. That's going to send Wehler over to second base. Wow. Santana trying to do too much. There's no chance he was going to get Wehler. Way too much speed. That's going to move him into scoring position now for Roque. Goes down as an infield hit and an E6. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch. Caught and a miss of that inside changeup, it looked like, by Maloney. 0-1 to start off Roque. That one ripped into right. That's going to be a base hit. They're going to wave around Wehler. Pick up by Pellegrin is going to go to second. An RBI single for Roque Salinas makes it a 5-1 ball game. RBI number 29 on the year for Salinas. That's going to bring up Glenn Santiago. Blue Jays, prior to that RBI, had scored all four of their runs in the fifth inning. Now they finally get another run on the board. It'll depend on what happens before these next two outs, whether that's an earned run charge to Maloney or not. The scorer has to assume that Wehler would have made it to second, maybe third on that play. So if there's another base hit, it will be earned. The 0-1, that one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Now an 0-2 count to Santiago. Roque aboard for the third time, but his first hit on the night. Santiago 0-3. All three groundouts, two of them inning-ending double plays. Righty kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Santiago. That's going to bring up J.C. Masson for a righty-lefty matchup. Third strikeout of the night for Maloney. Roque still over there at first base. Maloney kicks, fires, first pitch, in on the hands, fouled off left side. Up and out of play, 0-1 to start off Masson. 0-1 on the day with two walks and a run scored. Now the 0-1 upstairs. Evens it up 1-1. Righty keeping loose in that pen. It is Thurman. So if he's on for the ninth, like it looks like he will be, it will not be a safe situation. The 1-1, fouled off left side again. 1-2 the count to Masson. One ball, two strikes, a runner on first and two down. The Blue Jays with a 5-1 lead. Maloney checks over at first base. Now he comes set. Taking his time. And the pitch. Caught at and missed. High fastball. Got Masson to chase after it. That'll end the inning, but the Blue Jays score one on the RBI single by Roque Salinas. It will go down as unearned charge to Maloney. We'll head on to the bottom, rather top of the ninth here at TD Ballpark. 5-1, Blue Jays in front.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights.
We're back here, top of the ninth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. A 5-1 Blue Jays lead. It is Alex Amalfi back out for the ninth inning. So if he gets through this, it will still be a safe situation for him. First pitch, ground ball over to short, picked up by Beltre. Throw across is high. It got Wehler off the bag, but he leaped up and got back on before Manuel Sequeira could touch first base. So one up, one down on one pitch. Three Ks in that last inning for Maloney, bringing his total up to four. Out of the windup now, Amalfi kicks, fires, first pitch to Christian Santana. Fastball in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. 1-2 on the day with that solo shot. The only run of the day so far for Lakeland. Now the 0-1. That one drops in there. Nice curveball outside corner. Quickly down 0-2. That one lifted high up towards left center. Jaden Rudd settles out there, makes the grab, and that's two down. The Blue Jays one out away. Amalfi. An out away from his first professional save. Now, Sergio Tapia potentially the last chance. First pitch, that one in there. 0-1 to start off Tapia. The 0-1, that one inside. Slider a little bit in. Evens it up 1-1. The Blue Jays, after snapping their 9-game losing streak last night with a walk-off win, trying to win back-to-back. That one upstairs. 2-1 the count. Potentially take a 2-1 series lead here against the Flying Tigers after dropping game one. Amalfi out of the windup. The 2-1 pitch. Caught and a miss. 2-2. Lakeland down to their final strike. Amalfi on the rubber. Starts the windup. The 2-2 pitch. That one hit him. Right off the hand. And it ricocheted and hit Deschamm, who's kneeling on the ground right now. He looks good to go, shaking off that hand. Now J.D. McLaughlin, the 9-hole hitter, stepping in. So this game will continue with a runner on first and two down. Lakeland, the tying run for them, is in the hole, so no real threat yet. 0-1 to start off. McLaughlin, a cut and a miss on that fastball. Blue Jays will pay no mind to Tapia at first base. He can take as big of a lead as he wants. The 0-1, there he goes. Cut and a miss, no throw. It's going to be a defensive indifference, and the Blue Jays are one strike away again. And Tapia started going back to first base. He thought it was a foul ball. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Lifted right side, foul. Good enough to keep Lakeland alive for the time being. No balls, two strikes, two down. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down on the high fastball goes McLaughlin. Amalfi gets the two-inning save, his first professional save, and his second career opportunity. The first came last year. His first opportunity this year is successful, and the Blue Jays take the ball game by a score of 5-1. After snapping the 9-game losing streak last night, the Blue Jays win back-to-back and claim a 2-1 series lead here against Lakeland. The final lines are as follows. The Flying Tigers scored one run on three hits. They committed two errors. And your Blue Jays, five runs on six hits. They committed one error. The win goes to Davis Feldman. The loss to Joe Miller. And the save goes to Alex Amalfi. We are back here tomorrow night for game four of this six-game set between Lakeland and Dunedin. Don't forget, it is beach night. The first 500 fans in attendance will receive a Dunedin Blue Jays Hawaiian shirt. I've seen the shirt. You want the shirt. Trust me, you want the shirt. Can't wait to have you back tomorrow. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 5-1.
Sugar in my water, 'cause we making meaning. single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year, I swear, for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard.
If you come undone, painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, you know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my hand and